number.
Okay.
Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone. It's the Rad Reality Show, and we're going to kick ass tonight. You guys do not want to miss this, and do not tell. Go tell your friends. Go tell your friends. This is the show they're going to want to be. We got a Maxim model joining us tonight. We have Lane from Big Brother 12 joining us tonight. And we might even have some other little surprises. But let's start it out. Let's kick it off with some music. And let's get it going. Yeah. My son.
I never promised you a ray of light. I never promised there'd be sunshine every day. I'll give you everything I have, the good, the bad. Why do you put me on a pedestal? I'm so up high that I can't see the ground below. So help me down, you got it wrong. I don't belong there.
Have a pack house in the chat room, and thank you for coming to the show. Tonight we have a big lineup. We have a Maximum model joining us tonight. She's been on the cover of Maximum. And we have Lane from Big Brother 12. I know some of you guys think, okay, he's not going to show up. We will take bets in a few minutes. Will he show or not show? So start thinking, will he show or will he not show? Okay, let me give you some highlights of the day, some stuff I want to talk about. What is up with her? Lindsay Lohan. I cannot believe she had to steal jewelry, and I am so like, wow, like jewelry. I mean she makes a bunch of money in movies, and she couldn't even, like, steal, like, a Mercedes-Benz or, like, I mean, what's up with, you know, I just don't understand how this person who was in the parent trap a long time ago is able to do something like that. I do want to say this. This is kind of an interesting story. And I know some of you guys have followed it. It's the girl that got kidnapped and now is back with her real mother. It sounds like they're having little troubles. And I think it's kind of sad that it's happening and everything. So, you know, I was reading a little bit up on that. And, you know, I'd like to see where that story goes with that. I mean, will they be able to get back into harmony? I mean, or is it, if you lose touch with somebody, do you really lose touch? I did want to mention we have a single lady back on the market. Jenny McCartney is single again. So if you are a single man, Jenny is back up on the market. Mr. No Pants, you might want to call her. Now, you got to watch out, because if Jim Carrey couldn't handle her, I don't know who can. One more thing I wanted to bring up was, this is the funniest thing of the night. Kristen Palin and the Kate Walsh fight. I don't know if you guys have heard about that. Kristen Palin, you know, she was going to go talk about absentee in a college. And she has a baby. I mean, yeah, maybe she could have done it before she had the baby. But for her to do that now, I think it's, I mean, yeah, it's good too that she wants to tell people to not do it. I just don't think that was, I mean, come on. What? Yeah, like Liz says, what the fuck? I mean, for her to talk about that. And Kate Walsh must be talking about how, you know, it's like, so interesting story I read tonight. And we'll see what happens. If we're going to bring up our panel, or my co-host, my team, the Rad, what are we calling you guys now? It's the, I keep on switching it. Next week you will know the true name. It's the Rad team. Let's go for tonight. We got Liz up here on the phone line with us. Liz, say hello to everyone.
Hey, everyone.
You got any shout-outs in the chat room?
Do I have any shout-outs? Well, I'm going to say, of course, I got to say hi to my girls, Tara and Mel. I see them out there playing around. And Jen Frog, I hear she got off work tonight.
Yeah, just to hear Lane.
I know, I hear
and
that.
We'll talk about that in a second. So, you've had a good day today?
It's a little cold and windy here on the East Coast.
Ooh, it's getting cold and windy. We're supposed to have snow tonight, too. So, I mean, this is Liz. She's in the chat room. Look her up in the chat room. She's not going to take chat questions, but she, you know, when Lane's up here, you know, maybe if you would like to talk to her a little bit, I was going to let her give a little opportunity to take some questions, maybe if we get it. Plus, she will be able to do it. Cherry Garcia, she's the one in the chat room taking questions. She will be taking questions. She's my eyes. She's up here on the phone line. Cherry, go at it.
Hi, everyone. Hi, Jen. Glad you have the night off. Hi, Mel. Hi, Tara. Hi, everyone in the chat room. We've got a new person in the chat room tonight, Richard from, I don't know if that's New Orleans or where that is, but Richard, glad you're in the chat room with us.
I thought it was Richard from No.
Well, I'm not really sure where he's from, but glad you're with us, Richard. Mr. No Pants, glad you're with us. Batgirl, hope you're... your crafting thing is over soon, and you can join us fully. Glad everyone is with us. Back to you, Ron.
Okay. And now, Ben, you want to say hello?
Hello.
So, you got any shout-outs and any, yes. Any
shout
comments?
Shout-out to my favorite, Jess. Miss Jess, even though she's trying to evict me on almost nonstop now, I still love her and want to give her a shout out. Hi, Jenna.
Okay, why don't you give us a little background about our model tonight, since you are the expert on that one?
Miss Carissa Rosario, I've known her for a while. She's a model and an actress and a spokesperson and very multi-talented. She's got a lot of things going on that she's going to tell us about. And a wonderful person, just an all-around wonderful person, fun girl. It's funny, you can have a bad day and give her a call, and within like a couple of seconds, you're smiling, you know. It's just one of those type of people. I love people like that, you know.
Yeah, what? Just to let you guys know, this is how we're doing it tonight. I wanted to clarify, double check, make sure you guys understood. We have the model coming on first. She's going to be, did you tell her 20 after, or did you keep it at 30 after?
Yeah, no, she'll be on at 10:30. Yeah.
Well, okay, so 10:30.
25, but she'll between
25. I mean, she's going to be here between 10:25, 10:30, and
yeah.
We will be having her up on the phone lines. And she will be here for about 15 minutes, and we'll be talking to her about modeling and stuff like that. And she's been on the show before, so she's a veteran of the show. And then what will happen is Lane will call in about 10:45, and he will stay on for about, right now I told him 15 minutes, but I'm hoping to kidnap him for maybe a few more minutes after that, and give you guys the opportunity to call in and talk to him, and we'll do. We're going to play a game, so if you're going to want to play the game, get ready. It's going to be, are you smarter than a model? And we got five questions you're going to have to answer, and can you answer them? And it's going to be fun. So let me go to this real quick. So I know in the chat room, and seriously, 15 minutes. But, yeah, I told him 15 minutes, and, you know, it's going to be this new policy we're trying to do in the show. It's, we want them to call in and feel like they don't have to stay here all night with us. I want them to feel like they can come in. Now, Lane, he, towards the end, he might want to stay a little longer. But it's going to be the new thing. I'm kind of running the show like a late night talk show now, guys. So you're just going to have to bear with me. We're trying this out. Ben, you know, we've talked about it. Ben, what do you think about this new format?
I like it. It's a talk show format.
Yeah, it's going to be more of a talk show format, guys. I am going to let you guys talk to them. That's the key, though, is and when we have new guests and when we have chat, we will have, you know, 45-minute shows still, you know, where they will come in. But, like, tonight we're trying this out and everything. So, I mean, it's something new. Liz.
Mm-hmm.
Liz, I wanted you to address this, and you talk to the people in the chat room
about
this. And Cherry, both you, Cherry, in the chat room. Okay, so do you think Lane will make it, or do you think he will forget to call in?
Well, I've already done what you've asked me to do, so we will see if I get a response back, and I'll be able to give you a better idea.
Okay, because you know what we're going to do? If he doesn't respond back and if he doesn't show up, we will call him again.
Okay.
I will call him.
Okay.
And say, hey, he told me you're going to be here. So what's up? Why you forget to call in? yes, it's me trying to do my Lane voice. My Lane voice.
Lane. Not Lane.
No.
Lane.
Voice.
Exactly.
Okay. We're going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back. And if I wanted to do this first of all, so let's start with this real quick, because some of you guys might not find it as wait, where is that darn thing? Never mind. I'm just going to play it. If you guys get offended by this next clip, blame Liz. She told me to play it.
Perhaps one of the most interesting words in the English language today is the word fuck. Out of all the English words that begin with the letter F, fuck is the only word referred to as the F word. It's the one magical word that just by its sound can describe pain, pleasure, hate, and love. Fuck, as most words in the English language, is derived from German, the word flicken, which means to strike. In English, fuck falls into many grammatical categories. As a transitive verb, for instance, John fucked Shirley. As an intransitive verb, Shirley fucks. Its meaning is not always sexual. It can be used as an adjective, such as John's doing all the fucking work. As part of an adverb, Shirley talks too fucking much. As an adverb enhancing an adjective, Shirley is fucking beautiful. As the object of an adverb, Shirley is fucking beautifully. As a noun, I don't give a fuck. As part of a word, abso-fucking-lutely, or in-fucking-credible. And as almost every word in a sentence, fuck the fucking fuckers. As you may realize, there are very few words with the versatility of fuck. As in these examples, describing situations such as fraud, I got fucked at the used car lot. Dismay, aw, fuck it. Trouble, I guess I'm really fucked now. Aggression, don't fuck with me, buddy. Difficulty, I don't understand this fucking question. Inquiry, who the fuck was that? Dissatisfaction, I don't like what the fuck is going on here. Incompetence, he's a fuck off. Dismissal, why don't you go outside and play hide and go fuck yourself? I'm sure you can think of many more examples. With all of these multi-purpose applications, how can anyone be offended when you use this word? We say use this unique flexible word more often in your daily speech. It will identify the quality of your character immediately. So say it loudly and proudly. Fuck you!
That's right. Welcome back to the show. Just to let you know, that was from Adam Sandler. That was one of Adam Sandler's of one of his records and everything. So I thought, why not use it? Actually, it all comes to where the reason I played that was what this big controversial with American Idol. With, you know, Steven Tyler saying fuck, and, you know, and people always yell at me saying fuck. I mean, really, the word is not that bad. Now, I'm not going to sit up here and say, Ben, go fuck yourself, you know, but, you know, or go fuck, you know, and use the word all the time. But, I mean, it's such a simple, basic word. I mean, yes, I mean, and I love that clip, so. This is the word of the day. This show has been brought to you by the letter F for the word fuck. So that's where I wanted to go. Hey, Cherry Garcia, you're over there being quiet on us. So here, I got a question for you.
Oh, shit.
No, it's fuck.
Oh. So I'm scared to even say what I want to say. As being, what do you think about that clip?
I absolutely love it. I think you should use it more often.
Yeah, I think I should use it after 10 o'clock, though. Kids might hear it at 7 o'clock, so that's why I didn't play it last night. And we'll be doing more of those clips. That's something that I will be finding. And we will be making some clips like that, so definitely something. But there was another thing I wanted to talk to Cherry about. But Liz, let's go to you real quick. What did you think about the clip?
Well, you know, I think it's hysterical because I said go for it.
Yeah, you did. That's why I blamed you. I wanted to blame somebody. Why not blame Liz?
You've heard me with my road rage.
You know why I have Liz on the phone line? Because I always get blamed for everything, so now I have somebody to blame. So I'll just blame Liz. See, I learned that from Lane. Because, you know, Liz is over there in the corner, so we can blame her. Okay. Okay, so, Cherry, I asked you to grab a link before the show tonight, and I wanted to talk about that, and I totally forgot to talk about it in the beginning of the show. Ford Focus is coming out. They've come out with this great relay. It's the amazing race in their Ford Focus. And I want you guys to check it out, the webpage. And coming soon, we will be getting exclusive interviews from them. And we'll be talking to them more often. I've been in contact with the people from there. And I'm looking forward to it. Cherry, did you want to talk a little bit about it? I asked her to look over it and kind of, are you excited about that?
Well, it's actually already started. It started on the 4th of February, and you can go on the website and join. You can play along. There's daily competitions. You gain points each day, and you get a chance to win a brand-new 2012 Ford Focus. You get chances to win trips, and you get chances to attend the Ford Focus Rally Challenges. So there's a lot you can win by playing this game, and it's a really cool website.
And the challenges are
awesome.
They're part of this Rad Reality Show right now, so definitely something to check out. Let me do this, too, while I think about it. The calendars that were still ordered and I haven't mailed out yet, they should be getting in the mail this week. My brother will be having to do it. I'm having a very hard time breathing when I'm out in the about. I might have to wait till I think spring. Maybe in spring I will be able to. Maybe it's the cold weather. I don't know what's up with me. My oxygen runs out too easily on me, and everything. So I'm going to try my best to get him out this week. He said he would take him to the post office and everything. So I wanted to note that. And I got some prizes that I've been telling, like a key ring that I promised somebody. And I got some. Ben, hey, I was going to talk to you. Let's do this on the air. I give away Michelle Costa's picture tonight for a prize? Because you can get one whenever you see her. You see her all the time.
True. I mean, she actually autographed my wall, so.
Yeah, so when we play, are you smarter than a, when we play, are you smarter than a,
model.
A model? That will be the prize for you, the winner of, that's what you're playing for, is a signed photo of Michelle Costa.
Nice.
So, we're just, now it's just a waiting game. And this is going to be one thing we're going to have to, we're going to have to tighten this up a little bit, probably. When I talked to him today, I told him 10:30 because I wasn't thinking ahead. But we're going to have to start doing it, I think, at 10:20. Definitely. Happy Gilmore. You know, Happy Gilmore is one of my favorite movies of all time. And, it really is. It's one of my favorites. And, you know, I just love that movie. What do you think about that movie, Liz, over there sitting quietly?
I love Adam Sandler. Go ahead.
I mean, do you like that movie?
I like Billy Madison, actually, as of one of his earlier things. I like Billy Madison.
The price is wrong, bitch.
It's funny.
I mean,
that sounds like Tommy Hom a little, doesn't it? Don't you think so, Ron?
The price is wrong, bitch.
No, I can understand him.
Yeah, yeah.
But I can't.
It's got like a twang to it, though, you know?
Sorry, Tommy. I love you, buddy.
I'm going to get him to call in and say that to you now. You'll be like,
oh, hey, let's do this real quick. And she should be calling in a second. And everything. Why don't we talk about next week? Next week, what's going to happen? I hate doing this. I should almost tell Liz, or I should tell Liz or Jerry to start doing this for me, because this is the one thing I don't like talking about. I need one person to donate the $29.99 or $30, let's just say, for next month show. Is one thing I wanted to address. January's been paid for, February's been paid for, but we need March's. So if somebody's going to pay for March, don't forget, Jen Frog paid for one, and a anonymous person paid for one. You don't have to tell. I won't tell them if you don't want to tell me. You know, if you want to pay for the show month, I won't say your name, or you can do it in someone's name. If you have a business and you want some free advertisements up here, I can throw some clips up here for you too. But this is a way to keep the show at the 2 hours when we have big guests and everything. Do you guys want to add anything to that real quick?
I think it'd be a great way for somebody to, you know, do some advertising.
Right, definitely. Good way to advertise. Okay, Ben. I'm gonna give you the floor, and I'm gonna let you. I believe this is our guest caller, and I'm gonna let you introduce our guest caller.
Ladies and gentlemen, Miss Carissa Rosario.
Hey guys.
What's up, girl?
How are you?
We're doing great, and welcome back to the show.
Awesome. How's everyone doing? Staying warm in that cold?
Actually, I'm pretty bad. I don't know if Ben's kept you up. I'm pretty bad, but that's all we can. I mean, I'm kind of been sick a little bit. I'm having to maybe have open heart surgery once I get things taken care of and everything. But I'm doing okay other than that, and. We have tonight on the show with us, we have Cherry Garcia. She's going to be in the chat room doing the chat thing. And Cherry would like to say hey to you.
Hi, how are you, Carissa?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm great. Thanks for coming.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me.
And we have Liz here, but Liz is in the corner right now, and she's going to be playing in the chat room while you're on, probably, while we wait for our next guest, and then she's going to come up, and we'll put Ben in the chat room and let him go in the corner. Just in the chat room. Let them entertain the chat room a little bit, and they can, you know, play around in the chat room and everything. But, you know, the last time you came on, you were on Maximum.
Yes.
And, you know, I thought we were going to get a couple autographed copies of that.
You guys
didn't get
any?
No.
What? Did you get
your copy? It's Ben's fault.
You know, I think Ben kept the copies for himself.
I think
so, too. So, Ben, you're going to have to hook us up, buddy. Because, I just got my prescription, or I just got my subscription to the magazine now. So the next time you're on the cover, I'll have my own copy. But
look at you!
I mean,
just selling subscriptions.
I love the magazine. I never really read it till And the reason I picked it was because of you.
You're so sweet.
I had an opportunity to get a free copy, and I said, I know a model that's been on there, so why not, you know, go ahead? And she was hot, so they must put hot women in the this magazine, and so I picked it up, and I so wish I can get a back order of it, or maybe Ben can, you know, send me a copy, maybe two, one for the, maybe three, Ben,
maybe.
If you can hook up me up. One for myself, one to give away as a prize, and one to, we're going to be doing a little giveaway thing coming up soon, or not a giveaway, but a little auction to raise some money for me, I know. So that would be kind of cool thing. But hey, so what's going on? I mean, do you got any new models, magazine model gigs that you're going to be doing, or anything cool that you want to address?
Yeah, let me tell you what's going on in my world. Lots of great things. Next week I come out in Maxim Español. I got a really big feature in there, which I'm very excited about. Also, I am coming out in GQ South Africa next month. Carlo Gomez shot me. He's a new up-and-coming photographer. Amazing. I just got a chance to see the photos yesterday, and they look so incredible. I'm so excited for that to come out. You guys will be able to check that out actually online before it hits the actual magazine at, you know, GQSouthAfrica.com. And I'm on tour right now with Falcon Tire. I was named one of their new sports models this year. So the whole year I'll be touring all over, you know, the U.S. And we're also going to do Germany. And then in March, I linked back up with Hot Import Nights, and we hit, I believe, Boston, hit the Speedway that's out there that we hit last year, but we'll be out there sometime in July. So you can go to my website, CarissaRosario.com, to find out everything that's going on with me with my tour schedule. And, you know, anybody that wants to come, just shoot me an email, and I'll set you guys up the tickets if you want to see any of the existing shows, car racing or the Supercross. Motorcycle racing. What else is going on? So much. I'm going to Vegas to shoot the cover of JM magazine on Thursday. And
that'd be interesting. Lots of
exciting stuff going on. You know, if you guys want to know anything that's going on with me, you can follow me on Twitter at Real Miss Carissa, or, you know, my Facebook. I have an official Facebook fan page that you can go on. It's Carissa Rosario on one. And, just so much stuff is going on. I'm truly blessed. This year has been amazing. Maxim, actually, if you, from the Maxim Hometown Hotties, I was named number one on Google under professional Maxim models. So from the Maxim Hometown Hotties, I did Maxim K.
I know somebody that probably Googled you a few times, too. His name is Paul from Minnesota. He says he loved you. In the chat room a second ago. I know someone else that probably Googled you a few times, too. And he's up on the phone line, and it's not Ben.
Oh, really?
I have a tendency to Google you. I always want to know what's going on with you. And I put your name in the Google. I Google everybody, though. It's just a tendency. It's something I do. I'm a Googler. You know what? I have an idea that I came up with. I don't know if Ben gave you the 411 on this, but
no,
we're going to play a game. We're going to play a game. You want to play a game with one of the chatters,
sure.
The callers?
Okay, yeah.
It's going to be called "Are You Smarter Than a Model?"
Ooh.
And let's see if they know stuff about magazines or people that have been in magazines.
Before we play that, I forgot to tell you guys something, too. Not only am I a model, but I actually have a anti-hangover drink that I am now part owner in, which was a huge deal for me this year. It's called After Party, and we've launched out of Vegas. You can go on our website, www.tryafterpartydrink.com, and it is one of the best tasting drinks I can't even tell you. So I want to send you guys a case to the studio so you guys can try it. And one more thing, I just did a deal where you will see this year my own handbag line coming out. So that is another big thing that I'm really excited about.
Yeah, that's after awesome. The game, I have one more thing I wanted to talk to you about. Or let me go ahead and throw out the phone number, and then we'll talk about it while we wait for the person to call in. So if
okay,
you want to see, if you want to see if you're smarter than our model tonight, because I think she's smarter than you personally. But actually, what we're going to do is we're going to ask the questions, and you can help them. You're going to be – it's kind of like, are you smarter than a fifth grader? And they're going to say – and if they get two wrong, they drop out. But if they get three right, they win a autographed picture of Michelle Costa. And maybe we can throw something else in if they get all five right. But we'll wait to see, and we'll talk about that after that. So call in right now. We need
I'll send something over to you.
That's what I was thinking. So if you want to play, you need to call in right now. 347-237-5506. My chat girls, Cherry and Liz, if you guys can push the number on them, tell them to get their fingers off the keyboard and one of them to call in. Don't hesitate. Don't back off. One of you guys call in. Don't make Ben play this game or somebody else play this game. You guys call in and play. And don't play it for the prizes. Play it for the fun of it. Because I don't think you are smarter than a model. That's just what I'm thinking. Hey, let me talk to you about this. I really wanted to talk about this real quick, okay?
Yeah.
But how's your music career going? The last time we talked, you were talking about you get some music stuff going on. Are you still doing the music thing?
I absolutely am still doing the music thing. I haven't been able to be in the studio as much as I would like to due to my tour now. I'm gone every weekend traveling and then, you know, the other stuff that I have going on in my life with my career and shoots and so on and so forth. But I am looking to release something this year. I have a lot of great stuff that I've worked on, and I've actually, my songwriter that is, you know, very dear to me, she's coming out here to L.A. from New York next month, so we're going to sit down and collab and hopefully get something out there, you know, this spring.
Remember, these questions are not going to be that hard, Mr. No Pants, so call in. They're not rocket science questions. They're very basic questions. It's going to be about Sports Illustrated, Penthouse, Playboy, Rolling Stone, and the magazine of choice, Maximum. So they're all questions featuring that. And remember, you got two helplines. You got two helplines that our girl can help you with. So she can either help you cheat or something. So somebody call in and we'll do that real quick. But while we wait for somebody to call in, because I know somebody's going to call in. I tell you right now, it's worth it. Just, you know, have fun. If not, we'll just ask you the questions and see if you can get them right. And they'll feel like idiots because, you know, you got them all right.
That's funny.
Let's get the game show music going. I know we're going to get somebody to call. We got a caller. I think sometimes you guys are just afraid because you guys don't want to be I just think you guys are afraid sometimes. You guys and everything. Do I have to start giving you guys money? So we're going to have to start a fund. A game fund. So that's something we're going to have to start doing because that's the only way I think I'm going to get you guys to call in is if I get a game show fund. So, Michelle from the Bronx,
yep.
you are here. And you are not scary.
I am not
of this
scary.
Question.
I am not scared of anything.
Question.
I scare people.
You want to say hello to our girl?
Hello. Our girl. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm hanging in there. I want to rip it up.
All right. Let's go.
Hey, Ben, what's going on? Hey, Cherry.
What's
Liz,
up, girl?
Come out of the corner with me.
Oh, she's in there till Lane gets here.
Lane's not
going to
come.
Yes, he is. he says, yeah, I'm in tonight. And,
yeah,
and
okay.
That's why I told him 15 minutes.
Okay,
you ready? You could choose the magazine you want to go with first to make it easier or hard. You know, you can choose the magazine, okay?
Yeah.
Sports Illustrated. It's going to be one of the Sports Illustrated swimsuit model questions. Penthouse. Playboy. Maximum. And Rolling Stone.
Well, I'm going to go with Sports Illustrated. However, it should be ESPN Sports Magazine. But go ahead, go for it.
No, we got to go. This is old school Sports
Illustrated. Boy, that's a great magazine,
swimsuit.
ESPN. It's okay.
Yeah,
go
no,
for
but
it.
I mean, this is the old swimsuit. And the question is based on a TV show, actually. What past swimsuit model roomed with Joey when Chandler left him to get married?
Courtney Cox?
What? No. Listen to the question again. I'm going to give you one more time.
Chandler.
Listen to the question. What swimsuit issue model from Sports Illustrated when Joey was having to live by himself because Chandler married Courtney Cox over there to Monica, he left him. And do not help her in the chat room, please. Mr. No Pants, if I see it again, you will be kicked out or muted. You want to answer this question since you got help from Mr. No Pants?
Well, I mean, he put McPherson, but it doesn't mean it's right. So I really don't know the answer because I hated Friends.
Yeah.
But are you going to use it?
No, I'm done with that. No.
You ain't going to use McPherson?
I had said Courtney Cox, and that was wrong, so I'm already wrong.
Okay, one Ron. But it was McPherson. It was Elaine.
I won't.
The lifeline.
Okay, so you get one more Ron, and you lose. Okay.
I don't think I lose.
Did you know that question, Chrissia?
I did. I knew.
Did you know it?
I knew it.
I knew you did. Okay, what next? What's the next one? Where do you want to go to next? Penthouse, Max, Playboy, or
no.
Rolling Stone?
Rolling Stone.
Okay, just remember all these questions are going to be on pop culture too, so you don't have to worry about it. It's not going to be nothing, too. Okay. What late-night talk show host was just on the cover of the Rolling Stone? Note, he's my favorite.
Jimmy Fallon?
Right! He was just on the cover of the Rolling
Stone.
That
was a huge guess, if you guys couldn't tell.
I
don't like him either.
Okay.
Sorry,
you know that
Ben,
one.
Huh?
Okay, the next one you want to go to?
I want to ask one.
No, come
all
on.
Right.
Play with me.
All right. Let's do Penthouse. You said Penthouse or Playboy?
Penthouse. Let's do Penthouse. Because if you get this wrong, I'm going to take away your Big Brother card.
I already know
what
the answer.
Big Brother.
I'm
house,
in for life.
Yes, house,
you can't
yes.
take that away.
And you know what, guys? I'm gonna start muting these people in this chat room is they don't stop answering these questions before I even ask the question. But this was the easy one anyways.
Yeah, I already kind of knew you were going there.
Yeah, so just say her name now to make
Sheila
it legit.
Sheila Kennedy.
You got it. Did you know that that Sheila Kennedy was on Penthouse? Was on
yes.
Big Brother? No, I'm...
I didn't know.
You didn't know then?
No,
okay.
I didn't.
Well, we have a person that we all know that was in the Penthouse. That was kind of cool. Okay, so Playboy or Max?
Playboy.
Playboy. What Basic Instinct movie star was on the cover of?
Sharon Stone.
You got it. One more question, and we'll you win the prize. And the last question is, who was on the cover of this? Oh, okay, wait, that's not how I was going to.
It's gonna be your guest host, Carissa. So go for it.
No, wait.
Yeah.
No, wait.
All right, so then ask, because I'm not gonna.
Yeah, here's the question. What TV show did Olivia, who's on the cover of Maximum this last issue, used to be the co-host of?
Wow. I don't know that one, but for some reason, I think I recently saw either a TMZ or something, or the chick was hanging out the window, holding her magazine out the window, saying she was on the cover of it.
So you don't know the show?
I don't know.
Well, you lose then. It's the attack of the show.
Well, of course I wouldn't know that, because I don't watch that either.
Well, well, tell everyone that you're not smarter than a model.
I'm definitely not smarter than a model, nor prettier than a model, but I can definitely do a model.
Well, thank you for calling in, Michelle. I'm going to have to put you on mute, because we have... that was funny, though. I'm sitting here trying to laugh without laughing. We're going to go back to our model, and we're going to let Ben ask some questions real quick, and then we're going to bring up our next guest, because I want to make sure we get a chance to get them to talk to each other. So thank you, Michelle.
All right. Thanks, everybody.
Bye, Michelle.
Hi, Michelle.
Okay. Ben, I know you got some. Do you have any questions? And we have our guest caller.
You. Check your mail, Ron, for a drop.
I can't do it right now, but we'll okay.
Okay.
Talk to your. Dock it up.
Yes. Carissa, you're coming to see me this summer, I hear.
I am.
I'm very excited.
I'm very excited too, because last year you didn't get in because they had it was barricaded off. You guys couldn't get in because of an accident.
Yep. The road was blocked, and they said that we had to go around, which was about a 22-mile detour, and it was right in front of the gate to the place is what happened, and it was awful because I should have just waited the hour and a half to get in, but we had a busy day and we were trying to go from event to event, and I can't believe I missed you. Your only New England appearance.
It's so sad to get to see you.
I know. I was overwhelmed with grief by the end of the day. But as always, this summer
we'll make up for it this year.
Definitely. Yeah. And we'll have to get together and get Ron his copy, too. That's pretty much my bad. I just don't want to part with him,
Ron, I got you, and I'm going to send you a big poster.
Ooh, nice. Ooh, and cool. I'll need some of that after-party stuff here at the Boom Boom Room for sure.
No, I'm going to send you guys a case of that so you can try it.
I'll be trying it.
Sign it.
Definitely.
Okay, guys. I'm back. I wanted to make sure I kind of gave the 411 to our other guest that's coming up, and we want to make sure he gets a chance to say hello to you before we say goodnight to you.
Okay, awesome. What's his name?
Give me a second. We all know who he is because he was the Beast from Big Brother 12. He was part of the brigade. He came in second place. Some people didn't think he would show up tonight, but he is on the line. He is going to be here tonight, and we want you to get a chance to talk to you. So, Ben, when I bring him up, you introduce our guests to Lane. Lane, welcome back to the show.
Hey, what's going on?
Hi, Lane.
Not much.
Hey, what's up? What are y'all doing on here? Y'all just talking shit or what? What's going on?
I've just been sitting here waiting for you to get on the line.
Oh, yeah.
Lane,
well, I feel like you're lying right
Carissa.
Now.
Lane,
do what
Lane,
now?
This is Carissa. Lane, this is Carissa. Oh. Carissa, this is Lane.
Hey, what's going on? I know Lane.
Oh, you know Lane?
She's heard of him.
Oh, no, I've watched him on TV.
Ooh. Oh, okay.
Ooh la la.
Did you see him? So you saw him this season on Big Brother?
I sure did, and I was rooting for him. Taking part.
Sorry I lost. It was close.
You're a winner in my eyes.
Awesome.
You'll always be a winner to me, Lane.
You know
perfect.
What?
That's the prize right there. I won.
There you go.
Hey, Carissa. You know what we really need? You know what we really need is get Lane on a cover of a magazine.
I'm gonna set that up where we do like a group shoot, me and him on a cover. How hot would that
be? Yeah, definitely. Yeah, let's set that up. I like it.
Are you interested?
Very, very. I'll start some shooting tomorrow and see what is a good angle for me.
No, you don't need to. I'll get that all worked out just after you hang up tonight when you get done with the show. Just shoot me an email, carissa@carissarosario.com, and we'll get that going.
Perfect. Where do we meet this at?
You will
travel every weekend. I can meet you wherever and bring the photographer along.
Perfect.
I've got Carlo Gomez at imagineitstudio.com who said, wherever I want to shoot this, he's down.
Nice.
Oh, my gosh. Okay, I have an idea, though. Can we have, like, all of the brigade? Oh, wait. I don't know if Vinzo and Matt would be able to do it. Maybe you and Hayden. I was just thinking it'd be cool to have the brigade and the
Lane
four of you guys.
For himself. Trust me.
Yeah.
Lane just wants this pictorial for himself. No.
Yeah, yeah. We'll do a different photo for the group, you know? We'll put like an animal in there. I'll do this in myself.
I wanted to make sure you had a chance to get to say hello and to her, and we're gonna move on to the Lane part of the show. And Carissa, thank you for calling in, and we'll get you back on. We're gonna catch up with Lane. Lane's been all over the USA the past couple months.
Hey guys. Thank you so much for having me, Lane. Congratulations again on, second on Big Brother. And all the best to you and your career and stuff. And Ben and Rad, it was nice talking to you, and I'll talk to you guys soon.
You too.
Hey, wait.
Before you go,
plug your Facebook again, just for in your website. Yeah, plug it real quick.
Okay.
Lane's going to want to hook you up. With you.
All right. You guys can hit me up on my website. It's www.carissarosario.com. Or follow me on Twitter. I'm at Real Miss Carissa, MissCarissa. Or on my Facebook, facebook.com/CarissaRosario
one, as in the number one. And just follow me on Twitter. That's the best way. I update my Twitter like every second, so.
I also put the plug in the chat room to tryafterparty.com.
Yes. No, tryafterparty.com.
Well, thank you for calling in, Carissa. And you're more than welcome always to come back to the Rad Reality Show.
Okay. You guys have a great night.
Thanks, Carissa.
All right, see ya.
Bye. Bye, Lane.
Okay.
Bye. See ya.
Okay, Lane. Based on her voice, what did you give her?
We're going to have to go above the scale now. I think the 1 to 10, the scale's over. It's above it. I like the voice.
Okay. I like to see what you think of her picture today, because we've seen her picture. Me and Ben, we scoped her already.
Okay.
So, definitely. Okay.
How was it? Was it good?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, she's been on Maximum. I mean, anybody that's on Maximum is hot.
No joke. I've been trying to cast for that, too. That is super hard to get on there.
She was actually
You need to really hook up with her. And and when I was talking about that, I really thought you and her should definitely. She's the girl to hook up with in modeling. Oh, yeah. And we're actually when we when we knew you were going to come and join us tonight, we definitely wanted you to be able to talk to her, because I'm kind of changing the format to this, like, more like a late-night TV show. You know how they have, like, the guests in for, like, 15 minutes, and then we're going to do 15. But I want to go a little longer with you if we have time. And I've talked to Lane before we came up, and he's going to take calls in about 5 minutes. So let us kind of go through some stuff, and we're going to take chat questions from Liz. Liz is kind of over there in the corner right now.
Yeah, let's keep that locked. We should put a door on that corner now.
Liz, say hey to Lane. You can come out and play. I told you you can come out when he came on.
I just wanted to see how fast he was going to put her name on Twitter.
What? Already there?
Are you already tweeting about her already? Are you already tweeting? Lane, are you? What's up with that?
Me?
Yeah,
oh, me
tweeting?
Man, I've been tweeting 24/7. I can't get my fingers off my phone long enough to sleep. Like, that's how much I've been tweeting.
I mean, are you tweeting about Carissa?
Oh no, I'm on the phone right now. It's I could, but I'd have to like take a break for like probably 20 minutes.
I forgot you don't have your this iPad thing down. You don't understand that yet, do you, probably?
No. And, you know, I'm going to have to take a shower break, too, you know, so.
After you just talked about that, sure.
You know, I got a question in the mail today about the shower. Something about 8 minutes or 8 seconds. I don't know. What is that question about? Was that about the shower?
No. The 8 second deal, yeah, I got a lot of hell on that. No, it was some deal. I had a buddy, and when we went to Steamboat probably a couple years back when we were in college, like there was this 8 second game that my buddy told me. And I guess it's like if you find a girl when you're with, and you take that girl back home, then like when you're in the middle of sex, like you'll have your buddy or your friends will be outside the door and they'll bust through the door and startle the girl, and you're supposed to, I guess, hold her for 8 seconds. I don't know. But no, I've never been the audience, the guy who's busted in, or I've never been the rider. So I don't understand why I get so much hell about that.
You want to be the rider.
I don't know. Somebody just messaged me tonight when they knew that you were going to be on the show and said it. And I'm like, I was not going to talk about it, but when you mentioned shower scene, I thought maybe that was about that. I don't know.
No.
I thought maybe they were talking about eight seconds. That's how long it took you.
I didn't think
it would take you 8 seconds.
I know, I was like, come on, it was half that. Don't give me too much credit. Don't give me the full eight, but thank you.
Okay. How was Steamboat?
It was good. It was cold a couple days, but other than that, we had a blast. We introduced some bands, did some boarding, Shredded a couple on Hayden and everyone else's face, what she said, but it was fun.
Yeah, I saw you and Brittany talk about that today, and I cracked up when I saw, not about that, but you made that comment, that's what she said, and I was just like, I started to crack up laughing.
I'm catching on.
Got me. Yeah, my bad. I mixed the two together. And, okay. Anyways, so I wanted to know a tweet that Jody did. I wanted to see if you can help me out on this. Jody tweeted from Steamboat that you guys were acting like boys, or Liz, help me out over there. Come out of the corner. I know you saw the tweet. We talked about it.
It was something like boys will be boys, and about like something about starting a fight.
Yeah.
So was there a fight?
Yeah, we kind of got a little drunk, and me and my brother got into it. That's about it.
Yeah.
Testosterone takes over once you have a little liquor in you.
Were you going to fight each other?
That was with the tweet. Do what?
You two were going to fight each other?
It wasn't a real big fight. It was just like more like a wrestling match in the room.
Oh, just like boy play?
Yeah, well, we were pissed off at each other, and, you know, and we got in each other's face, and that was about it. And then when me and my brother fight, it's just mainly wrestling. We won't throw a punch at each other, not at all. So that's what it was.
Yeah, that's what I thought. And that's why I wanted to bring it up, because I know lots of people talked about it and saw that tweet and everything. But so do you think you could take Gutter?
I don't know. Some days are my days. Some days are his days. You know, but no, me and him rarely fight, and it was a crazy night, and I guess he was upset about something, and we're both drunk and retarded.
You know what you guys need to do? You and your brother needs to go to like one of these celebrity
rehabs. That's funny. Wow.
What?
Rehab.
Where'd that come
from?
Were
you about to say rehab?
I was going to say rehab. I was going to say wrestling. I could see the brothers, you know. I could see you guys fighting in like one of these charity, fight matches, you know, as a tag team. Yeah. Can you see that? I mean, I could see you guys. Maybe like, yeah, you and your brother versus Johnny Fairplay and Jesse.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I like it. Boom, let's
Maybe
set it
Brittany
up.
Could be the special guest referee.
Right. Well, Johnny Fairplay and Jesse and who else? I mean, you did say Lane and brother, so, you know. Nothing against Johnny or Jesse, but who else?
What? Jesse, I don't know. Jesse versus Lane, who would win in that fight?
It'd be an interesting match. That'd be an interesting match.
What do you think? Do you think you could take Jesse? Ben. No, you. I don't know. I've met you both.
I think
I've
Lane's
talked to you
more
both.
Of a brawler
I, you both
than
are
Jeff.
Good friends. I think he would do you for one. I gotta watch what I say. I think he would. I think he would out
wrestle the first
you
round.
Because. No, I think he would out wrestle you if it was like a wrestling match. And it was like, you know, actual like professional wrestling.
Right.
You know,
well, yeah, he does wrestle.
Yeah. And if he got hold of you.
Yeah, because he wrestles. And I would see him winning. But then I think you could come back with the second match. Maybe you guys have a rematch and you win. And then you guys both wrestle each other and like, you know, like go to a draw. And then you guys go into like this big old cage. Where, because, you know, Enzo would show up and kind of, like, help out.
Yeah.
You know,
right, he would be the manager
and
or something.
And, like, Shima and Lydia and those guys will be over in his corner in their black outfits crying about how they, oh, Jesse. And, like, America could vote. And you can, like, Jeff can, like, finally, like, pop out of the rain and say, I got the Kumata,
and take out Jesse.
Listen,
you know?
he can pop out of it like a cake or something.
Yeah.
Something like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, with a coup d'etat.
Yeah, a coup d'etat. Yeah. What a wonderful day.
Yeah, we got it. That's going to come live. We're going to put on the Rad Reality Show, Russ.
Set it up. Let's set it up.
The Beast versus the...
Body.
Wait here. We'll play this for you, Lane.
Come back from the testosterone.
Oh, that's right. It's the house guest from season 10 and season 11. The person America loves to hate. Number one in your programs and number two in your hearts. It's the man, the myth, the legend, Jesse Young Guns Godders. And I'm on the Rad Reality Show with Ron Rad.
Okay. I do not know. This was not planned, just to let you guys know. I was not going to talk about wrestling with Lane, but it just seemed like it was a funny subject.
Yeah, come back in the testosterone world, will you?
I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Sherry,
yeah.
Is there any questions out there? And if you guys do want to call in, get up here on the phone lines now and call in because I'm getting off the testosterone as she does.
Yeah, please, will you?
Sherry, do we have
a question
out there?
Yes, we do.
Oh, well, Sherry got a question for you, Lane, from the chat room. Let's throw one your way.
Michelle wants to know, who is the strongest or toughest chick you've ever met?
Ah.
That's a good question.
It would probably... Well, in Virginia, I met, what's that, WWF, some WWF girl in long blonde hair.
Deborah Hunter?
But she it would probably be her.
Is it April Hunter? Was she there?
I forget who it was. I don't know. I would have to text Hayden. He'll know her name.
You haven't met my arms yet.
No, I haven't. But that is on the list. I looked your arms up online, and those look freaking strong.
I know. But that's why you keep blowing me off, and you're afraid to meet up with me.
No, I Googled your
arms.
You're
afraid I'll hurt you.
Exactly.
Okay, we have one other question from the chat room. Is Lane going to Temecula?
Is Lane going where? To Temecula?
Temecula.
To make
the event in California,
the Reality Valley.
I was planning on it, and right now, don't know yet. Hopefully, I do, but I do not know.
Why?
Well, no, you had to register I guess a month in advance, and I'm really on top of things, obviously, and I didn't do that, so.
I will get a hold of Jillian.
Yeah.
Do you want to go?
Yes. I was. I don't have her number or anything, or I would have called. But
I'll DM you it. I'll talk to her. I was going to call her this week, anyways, because next week, Lane, is my 2-year anniversary.
Wow.
My show's
how long have you
been
married?
2 years. No, for the show.
Work.
Oh. Jordan. Yeah, perfect.
and then Saturday is my birthday. I turned 40.
Golly, you're gonna have a busy week.
No, we have a party all week. So next week you're gonna have to come in during one of our shows. We will have a party all week. Well, what I really would love to do next week, this is what I would really love to do. I would love to do one night, have Hayden, you, Enzo, and Matt do it. For once, the four of you guys, get even Hayden in this time. That would be sweet. And maybe a guest appearance from Reagan and Brittany, and really flashback for the season of season 12, because you guys really, I know my show-wise this last year, you guys really made the show part of, it made my show the best because CBS was able to give me the hookup. Before the you guys even got out of the house, I gave you guys. No, I didn't talk to you because you stood through the whole season. But I was able to get some chat questions and stuff. It was fun. It was fun this year.
And I would love to be able to, like, highlight Big Brother before
right
as one of the days and just
perfect.
Have it all set aside for you guys. So I'll try to start working with that and maybe get a hold of you. Maybe you can help me out and stuff like that.
That would be cool.
For my anniversary. Hey, last week it was fun with Matt and you. Was that the first time you talked online? I mean, actually, people?
Talk to Matt?
Yeah, with people listening to you guys?
I'm not for sure. But, yeah, that was the first time I got to talk to Matt on online or on the phone, you know. So yeah, it was really cool catching up with him. You know, Matt's a badass dude. I love Matt.
Yeah,
so,
I enjoyed his the conversation with him last week as I sat back and just, you know, listened back and everything.
Right.
But, I mean, I threw my two cents in. I always throw my two cents in. And speaking of VRO, a shout-out to you guys. I really do appreciate Amy over there, and it's nice to have a sister station kind of thing for me that is not the same kind of show that mine is. We're both two different types of shows, so I'm totally – so if you like vampire stuff or if you like – even they do reality, they do a little of this, a little of that, a little variety of everything. VRO is the place to go. Man, that rhymed.
Definitely.
Okay, we got chat questions. We got people that wanted to. I mean, we got callers. So I'm going to bring up a caller for you, Lane.
Perfect.
Let's do it like rock stars.
Yeah, let's see if he's lying.
I'm just going to go ahead. I'm not going to screen calls. I think it's 519. Before you talk, 1 second. I'm having a hard time seeing the numbers tonight because did you hear about my stroke? That I had the TII stroke, and then my heart, you know, that I'm going to have to need open heart surgery.
You have to have
surgery? Did you hear
surgery?
About that, Lane?
Lane, I
heard
you.
Right now I can't do it. Right now I can't have it done because I have fluid around my chest and everything.
Right.
But I have to get that off. But, yeah, I'm going to have open heart within probably the next 2 months.
Ron,
I'm on oxygen 24 hours.
My hands up.
I'm having a hard time reading the chat of the little numbers, so if I don't get your area code correctly, sorry. But 519, you're live on the Rad Reality Show.
Hi.
Hey, what's going on?
You want to say hey, Blaine?
It's Mel.
Mel. I'll let you just
what's
talk
going
to
on, Mel.
Oh, nothing much. How are you?
Good. I'm
come
sitting
on,
here in Texas, no snow. No. Come on, be nice, Mel.
No, I shouldn't give you crap for not being on Twitter much.
No, I have like 1,800 tweets.
No, you don't.
I have like 1,500 and something.
You've been pretty quiet lately. Ron, can you also pick up the other caller?
Yeah.
Clara?
Give me 1 second. Yeah.
The snow, it's been snowing. That's why I haven't tweeted. My phone doesn't work when it snows. It's crazy.
Yeah, you Texans don't know how to handle snow.
True.
Do what?
Texans don't know how to handle the snow.
Whatever. I drove in it. What do you mean?
You did? Did you ride? Did you know how to do it?
It took me like 2 hours to go like 15 miles to Walmart.
That's what I'm trying to say. You don't know how to drive in the snow.
No, I didn't wreck.
That's a bonus.
Tara, you are live too, and the question about Brittany, we'll talk about him. Remind me to get that one in a second. Let's Tara and Mel, because you know what, they were betting on you if you would show or not show.
How much money did I?
Tara said no. Mel had faith.
Yeah, I had faith.
Nice. So what was it? Did anyone win any money?
No money.
No, there was no money.
Big money round.
I think Liz won the money.
Liz.
That's because I always have your back and you treat me soft.
No, Liz, lock that door over there. What are you doing?
No. You can stay in the corner, Liz.
Thank you.
Are you on yet, Tara?
I'm on.
Yay!
Hey, what are y'all doing?
Talking to you.
Oh.
What are you doing?
See, We're going to talk shit with our voices
Twitter
now.
24/7. Uh-huh.
Guys, I just want to clarify. I want to give a little disclaimer for, you know, I know message boards are going to probably come up and say, you know, why did he put all three of them on at the same time? You know, blah, blah, blah. These guys are my girls, and Lane, they love Lane. So
yeah,
I want to give
girl
them an opportunity. No, you're not my girl. I try to avoid a subject, so let's stop. I made a mistake, Lane, last week, but I don't have the clip ready. Because you know what?
What'd you do?
No.
What'd you get?
It's
had to do with you.
No, listen to me. Lane. I'm learning your voice. I got your voice down, I think. Listen to it. Let me get your voice. I'm going to do his voice. Hey, Jen, what's up, man? Why ain't you calling in, Jen? Jen, you're out there. You know, call in, Jen. Jen, you know, what's up, dude? You know, like, Liz, get out of that corner, Liz. Liz. What's
no,
up?
I have a German accent.
Is that what you call
it? I do it better normally, but tonight I'm a little...
Way wrong.
So, you know, Jen Frog's out there in the chat room, and Jen Frog owes you a call. So she better get her ass up here on the phone line now.
Hey, what are you doing?
She took off work for you, Lane.
Yeah,
what? Right, because it snowed. She didn't have to go because it snowed.
What, did you have off work because it snowed? Jen's
no.
on hold.
I never take off work.
Sleep it off.
Do you work? Are you back to work?
Yeah.
When
I can. When it's
Wait,
not snowing.
I'm going to get Jen her fair time, but I'm going to let Tara and Mel go. So I was just going to already say Tara and Mel.
Yeah.
You want to say your last goodbyes to Lane?
Yeah, get your last word in. What is it?
Last one.
Mr. 24/7 tweet or not.
Wait, what is that?
Yeah.
What did you say? Do you speak Spanish?
I said Mr. 24/7 tweet or not. You don't tweet 24/7.
What?
I'm always bugging you, asking where you are. Oh, I'm busy.
I you know, in my head, I think I tweeted, and then I really didn't. Like, that's what was happening last week.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I can believe
and my phone broke.
It's the
my
snow that went to your head, right? Yeah.
Yeah,
but
the
did
snow
you, drop
you know
my
what
phone?
It is? You know what it is?
Were you
so sincere? He does tweet. He tweets, but he only tweets certain people.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, duh. You know that. You know my screen calls.
Yeah.
I think he reads everything.
Yeah.
I just don't think he
I think
replies
you need to
everything.
Screen a little bit better. There, I said it, Liz.
I think some of us are getting the shun.
Ouch.
Well, Mel,
wait, what happened?
I want to give Jen her fair due. So I want to give them her opportunity. And thank you guys for calling in and everything. So you guys rock.
Okay, I'll get off the phone.
Okay.
Bye, Liz.
Bye.
Lane.
Oh,
bye,
Liz.
Bye, Lane. Nice talking to you again, Lane.
See ya. I'll block
wait,
you tomorrow.
Jen, where did you go, Jen?
I'm right here.
No, Jen. Jen just, you know, I get ready to pick her up, and then she goes bye-bye.
Hey, Lane, in your defense, I think you, this is what I tell the girls, I think you read everything. I just don't think you reply to everything.
No, I read everything.
I know you do.
I hear what you're saying.
I know. You just don't reply to everything, and that's what I told him.
Yeah, no, I read everything. I know, you know, I might not read, you know, a lot of yours, you know, just because I don't like you, but...
I know.
But, no, I read mostly everyone.
Well, I get that, but I have your
back.
You know.
Jen, tell me your area code.
She said she's on hold still.
Yeah, I don't see her. I see... I got you. I have Cherry. I have a person that still is up there. I don't see her.
Maybe that's the one that's still up there.
No.
916.
Yeah, you're not on hold at our show. Did you call the wrong number, Jen? Lane, she called the wrong number. What? Who's she talking to now? Is she on O'Brien?
Jen, are you listening to us?
Jen,
Elaine,
you know what?
On O'Brien? Jen, 347.
I have to tell you
237-5506.
What is it?
You know what was really cool watching the Super Bowl?
Do what now?
When I was watching the pregame for the Super Bowl,
mm-hmm.
It was actually cool. I saw things in Fort Worth that I just saw. Downtown.
What'd you see? Buildings?
They were, what?
What'd you see?
You know that one
paint up a
mural? What? You know that one mural that's up?
Mural?
No, forget it. Go ahead, Ron.
I don't see Dan. So I'm telling her to hang up and call back in.
Jen's on O'Brien right now, okay?
I don't know where she's at. I mean, she says she hears us. But all I see is...
dead people.
I don't know.
Dead people.
That's funny.
Well, good.
No, I'm not messing around with you. I really don't see you. Hang up the phone and recall back in. Sherry, ask that question in the chat room. I want to ask that question that was in the chat room before she gets back in.
What is it?
Well, one person wanted to know if you're going to go after Britt, and one person wanted to know how you got the nickname Snuggles from Britt.
Ooh. I don't know. I just seen that today. I don't know how I created that nickname, but I have it now. I'm going to own it. I like it. We'll take an S off and put, like, ING on there. But I don't know how I got it.
Have you seen her recently?
No, I haven't. I haven't seen her in a while.
I guess she's still
Well, what have
New
you
York?
Been up to lately, then?
Do what now?
What have you been up to lately? What are you doing?
Working all
That's
the time.
It? No new girlfriends or anything?
Just tweeting.
Yes. How's that coming?
24/7.
So no new girlfriends, no new women to pick up?
Nope.
You're having a dry spell?
No, I just got out of the shower. What are you talking about?
Oh, my God.
I thought the shower was after the show.
Yeah, after the show. I'm in the shower right now, actually.
We haven't even heard from your brother lately.
I'm going to pick up this number, but it's not the number that I've been looking for. But 256, you're on the Rad Reality Show.
That would be me.
You know what? You were on here, but you hung up on us.
No, this is Bama.
Yeah, this is Bama. This is hello, everybody. Hello, Wayne.
Oh, hey, what's going
Bama.
On?
So Bama's called in, right?
Yes, I've called in.
Wow, your voice has put me in a trance right now.
Wow.
You see, it did last time too. I love this.
Yeah, I feel like sitting down on the couch and watching like Family Guy.
You need to just, like, get my number and just call me anytime you just want to relax then, right?
Exactly. I feel like you need a 1-800 number right now.
I was just going to say,
wow.
You know, the other day, Lane,
hey, y'all.
You know, one day I called you, actually, from the show, because I can call out people now. You know, I can make phone calls. And
okay.
But you know what I did the other day? I made a call to a dating service.
On
so
accident?
On the show. I called a dating
okay.
service, and I was talking to him, and we talked about how, you know, I'm looking for, you know, a date and everything, and they were going to send me out to, like, it was the Los Angeles dating thing. They asked me if I was from New York, and I said no. Or I said yes. It was just funny. I was like, but we need to do, like, an 800 number. We need to call an 800 number one time and see what we kind of people we can find on an 800 number.
Hey, Lane, did you get the message Ron and I left for you the one day?
What was it?
Yeah, we called you one time from the show.
We just said
the voicemail.
Yeah, we left the voicemail. Do you listen to your voicemails? You don't listen to your voicemail, right?
Yeah, when they get filled up.
Oh, when they get filled up.
Jesus Christ.
He's 24/7 on that too, guys.
Yeah, you gotta listen to it when they fill up. You don't get any more.
Jesus, you're terrible.
Yeah. I'll return phone calls that are like 3 weeks late.
Oh, my God, and you do sales? You scare me.
And I'd be like, hey, did I miss your call? Yeah, fucking 3 weeks ago.
Okay, guys.
Sure.
I want to try something real quick because, I can't do it right now. Jag, throw me the number in the chat room. It's a message.
You go
ahead.
Call her?
Continue. Yeah, I'm going to try to call her.
I'm Lane.
Hey, what's up?
Are you going to be coming back to Vegas this year in September?
I am. I will be there, and I'll get to enjoy it this time, you know?
Yeah.
Because we won't just be right off the show. Oh.
And that would be awesome.
But yeah, I'll definitely be there.
Great. I hope to be.
Oh, yeah, Vegas is a fun time.
Lane, when are you going to be in L.A. again?
Wait, what happened?
When are you going to be in L.A. again?
Here in, I guess, a couple of weeks.
Okay.
In April.
Yes. Hopefully.
Okay.
Why, what's going on? Are you setting me up? What's going on here?
I was going to.
What is it? Who is she?
It's not a she.
Never mind.
I quit the he's like 2 weeks ago, so it better not be that.
Damn, I'm late.
Yeah.
Damn.
I know, right?
All right. Well,
no, but
you think about that.
I think she wants to set you up with something good. I think, Lane, and I've talked to her about it actually, and you might want to talk to her about it more because I know you want to get on Dancing with the Stars, and is that something you want to do? I'm going to let you guys talk about that. You guys feel, and I'm going to do something in the screening call area.
Is that something you really want to do, or was it like a joke?
No, actually we're sitting in the room and, you know, Jody said, you know, this came up online and said who voting who would be on next of the Dance with the Stars. So me and Hayden tweeted it out. You know, that was basically it. I really didn't look that far into it.
Okay.
Hayden did. We really tried to get Hayden on just because he's not a very
can't
good
dance.
Dancer.
Yeah.
So hopefully that can help him out. Me, I'm like, you know, pro already, so I'll just be boring on there. You know what I mean?
You would be. You would win, and it would be hot.
I know, right?
Yeah. No, I was going to, you know, get you together with something I was going to do before for you.
Oh, Sons of Anarchy?
That wasn't me. That's Amy.
Die Hard 54?
Maybe. Die Hard. What happened to the other Die Hards? Ron, what's that?
I don't know, but there's like a million Die Hards and Fast and the Furious, so.
Well, you're right.
Oh, my gosh, it worked.
Hi, Jay.
Hey, guys. Hey.
Hi, what's going on? Where have you been, O'Brien?
No, I was calling. I'm on the phone listening to you, and it didn't work. What's up? Yay, finally.
Right.
Yep. Go ahead, Jen.
Oh, thank God.
It's about time.
She took off work just to talk to you, Lane.
Wait, what happened? What'd she do?
I'm
supposed to be at work right now.
Oh, you took off right now? Is it snowing?
Yeah, I took the whole... No, it's not snowing. I'm
in
California.
Oh,
I gave away
okay,
my
so
shift we... just to talk to you guys. See how nice I am?
That is super nice.
Yep.
So where do you work? What do you do?
Listening to Ron's show.
Oh, nice. That's awesome.
She
I'm the number one fan.
Yeah, she's one of my biggest fans. Plus, she helps me out big time lately. She promotes everywhere around the internet. And, guys, we're going to lose the stream. Just to let you guys all know, so when you lose the stream, sorry, but Lane will be back sometime. If not,
next month.
Next week.
We have to call in next week one time.
We'll try next Christmas.
No, I really don't want it on Tuesday. I would like to do it maybe later, you know, in the week maybe even too. And we try to get that Big Brother 12. I would love to get that Big Brother 12 reunion hooked up too. I think it would be cool too, especially if we get the four of you guys started with, and then we bring in Brittany, and then we bring in Reagan.
We had one more chat question.
And then bring Brittany.
Go ahead.
Where
I wanted
does
to
Steph
let Lane go because I don't.
What now?
Where does Steph Tucker live, with you or with Britt?
Wait, what happened, Tucker? Are we talking about Tucker?
Oh, Tucker. Yeah, who's got Tucker?
Stuff Tucker?
Yeah, Stuff Tucker. Is either with you or with Britt now?
I think Big Brother has it. Because I tried to look for it the other day, and I can't find it. So I think I just get jacked.
Oh, my God.
Hopefully it's somewhere. Yeah, I definitely got to find that little shit.
Uh-oh.
You didn't give away the real Tucker, did you?
I think Big Brother has him, too. Like, I left the house a while ago, and I can't find him.
Uh-oh.
No,
that sucks.
M.I.A.
Oh, yeah, I got to listen. Hey, Lane, you laugh at this. Mr. No Pants put, damn, it in quick. And Michelle wrote, yeah, that's what she said.
Nice.
Oh, how funny.
Nah, I could have got that one.
No sweat.
Yeah.
Well, Lane, you'll have to let me know, and I'll talk to you about California, L.A.
Perfect. No, I definitely will.
Well, that's what you said about Dallas.
Wait, what happened?
That's what you said about Dallas.
Yeah, no, I'll be there, too.
Okay. Oh, forget it.
Must have already missed it.
I'm going to pull my hair out. I adore you, but I'm going to pull my hair out.
Don't do that.
But anyways... Guys, I want to let Lane go, but Jen, you're his biggest fan, and you make sure
don't forget
you give
that.
Him a...
Thanks for picking me up, Ron.
I didn't pick you up. I called you, and then
I know, but thanks for calling me.
Yeah, I don't know what the fuck happened. Hey,
I don't know what happened.
I gotta play this real quick for you because you missed this. Listen, have you heard this before? If you heard it, just let me know. Wait, it ain't working.
I heard that.
No, listen to this. Listen to this real quick. I know you would appreciate it.
Perhaps one of the most interesting words in the English language today is the word fuck. Out of all the English words that begin with the letter F, fuck is the only word referred to as the F word. It's the one magical word that just by its sound can describe
Have you heard
pain,
that before?
Pleasure, hate, and love. Fuck, as most words in the English language, is derived from German, the word flicken, which means to strike. In English, fuck falls into many grammatical categories. As a transitive verb, for instance, John fucked Shirley. As an intransitive verb, Shirley fucks. Its meaning is not always sexual. It can be used as an adjective, such as John's doing all the fucking work. As part of an adverb, Shirley talks too fucking much. As an adverb enhancing an adjective, Shirley is fucking beautiful. As the object of an adverb, Shirley is fucking beautifully. As a noun, I don't give a fuck. As part of a word, abso-fucking-lutely, or in-fucking-credible. And as almost every word in a sentence, fuck the fucking fuckers. As you may realize, there are very few words with the versatility of fuck. As
hey,
in these examples describing situations such as fraud,
did
I got
hang up
fucked
already?
At the used car lot.
No, he's
do it now.
Off.
Have you heard that before?
Trouble.
No,
I guess
I've never
really
heard this
now.
Before.
Aggression. Don't fuck with me, buddy. Difficulty. I don't understand this fucking question. Inquiry. Who the fuck was that? Dissatisfaction. I don't like what the fuck is going on here. Incompetence. He's a fuck off. Dismissal. Why don't you go outside and play hide and go fuck yourself? I'm sure you can think of many more examples. With all of these multi-purpose applications, how can anyone be offended when you use this word? We say, use this unique, flexible word more often in your daily speech. It will identify the quality of your character immediately. So say it loudly and proudly. Fuck you!
I have heard that before. It's extremely funny.
It's Adam Sandler.
Yeah.
And I... You know, Tyler, Steve Tyler, have you been watching Idol with Steve Tyler when he said, fuck a duck and see what you hatch or whatever, you know? Did you see that?
Uh-oh, I haven't seen that.
Well,
on American Idol?
Yeah, so we've been kind of doing this whole fuck. I say the word fuck a lot. It's just because it's just fuck. I mean, I just say the word fuck. I don't mean to. I just say the word fuck. So that's my new thing. When I start saying the word fuck, I'm gonna start playing it. So
that's too funny.
Well, Lane, thank you for calling in tonight and having
no problem, man.
Catch up with us.
Yeah, thanks, Lane.
Next week.
Thanks.
No problem.
Thank you. Have a good night, everyone.
Thanks, Lane.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks,
everyone.
You need to go to sleep. You know.
Good night, all.
Good night.
I'm out of here.
Thanks, Ron.
I'm not
going to
be on. I'm just going to drop
you
off.
Bye, Ron.